This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It is Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And when you think of Tuesday at 4 o'clock on this show, you know it means energy. It means passion. It means Cleveland on Cleveland sinful lust. That's where we're talking about John Fanta, college basketball on Fox, on the fan hotline. He joins us now. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, Nick? And Nick, great to be with you guys. Hope all is well.
Well, it's great to talk with you, buddy. We're excited. Camp gets underway here for the Browns. And actually, I'm going to pull a little bit of pivot here. We're actually going to start with the Browns because Albert Breer the other day in his mailbag said it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the team to drag the Browns quarterback, the starting quarterback race out. Do you agree with that, that whatever their decision is, they have to make it quickly?
I don't agree with that. I actually think that this is a real competition, and I think it helps Kevin Stefanski and his staff to maybe have an idea of what they want to do. But here's the thing, guys. Why rush something that doesn't have a ton of clarity heading into camp? I have been a proponent of, I don't think it's fair to send out either one of the rookies in week one. And I mean, I don't think that would happen to Dylan Gabriel, but obviously Shedeur Sanders is in the conversation, and you can't talk about the Browns without talking about Shedeur and his upside and the things that he could do for this franchise. But I also think that the Browns have nothing to lose heading into this year. I mean, they don't have really any expectations. I don't have many expectations for them. You guys might feel differently, but I mean, nobody expects if you ask any national media person, anybody that's outside of Cleveland, they don't see the Browns making the playoffs. So would naming a quarterback in the opening week of training camp, if it helps the team that much and I'm not seeing it, then maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think that Kevin Stefanski has to rush to a decision on something that, frankly, I don't think he knows the answer to, nor do I know the answer. And if the answer is Joe Flacco, what's the point of rushing a decision when Joe has been pressed into action last minute all the time throughout his career? I would let things play out a little bit. I'd get through a preseason game. And if you want to, at that point, make a declaration, that's fine. But I'm not entering training camp with, like, got to name a quarterback, got to name a quarterback, got to name a quarterback. For me, the dynamic of this football team and their honest expectations versus Kevin Stefanski and how you feel about him and how you feel he has to perform to keep his job, that's the most fascinating thing to me. If he feels it helps him, then maybe he'll name one soon. But I actually disagree, as much as I like Albert, I like him a lot, and the job that he does, that they have to just accelerate things on a competition that, frankly, seems like an open game.
John, you mentioned Joe Flacco there. We had a debate earlier in the show on if he is the fan favorite to be the week one starter amongst Browns fans this season. What do you have to say about that? Do you think Joe Flacco is the fan favorite for the Browns this year?
Of course he is. We wanted to give him a key in the city when he led the Browns to the playoffs. So Joe Flacco is a fan favorite. He's become a folk hero of sorts. And, you know, not Booby Gibson or, I don't know, Yu Chang level. There's a pull. this is different here. He actually led the football team, a football team that, frankly, you know, when the circumstances are what they are and Flacco enters, come on, guys, we didn't know what to expect. But he beat Father Time in that run, and eventually things caught up with him. And in the playoffs, things went south, and, you know, they were playing a Houston team that was just better than them on that day in every facet. And there's a variety of things that went wrong that day. But, like, Joe Flacco gave this franchise the last hope that people remember. So, of course, he's a fan favorite. I think if you asked any fan right now, they would say Joe Flacco or Shedeur Sanders because they're a big fan of Shedeur or they're a fan of the show and the hysteria. And I think that the Browns are probably going to get to a point where that eventually becomes their season is, can either one of these rookies play? You know, I think if you ask the fans, Kenny Pickett might finish last because, oh my, in a shocking turn of events, Cleveland Browns fans aren't huge on a guy who was wearing black and gold. But that's not how a quarterback competition gets judged. I have nothing against Kenny Pickett. He goes out there and he performs the best, and Kevin Stefanski believes that Kenny Pickett's the best option for him, then he goes with him. Here's what I will say, okay? And I actually disagree with people who are reporting this severely, and it's nothing against their work. But
sounds like you hate them.
I have never heard of a case that you walk into a season and people say, well, yeah, there's really no expectations on this season, and, you know, they're not looking at it from this season that they're fighting for their jobs. The biweekly paycheck and the expectations of being one of 32 men to either be a general manager or a head coach of an organization and the history of sports would say otherwise. When have you ever walked into a season and said about a guy who's been in the job for several years, when have you ever said, yeah, there's questions surrounding him because there's questions around Stefanski. When have you said about someone, yeah, you know what? This year's kind of a wash. It really doesn't matter that much. That's just, that's false. And the Browns history would say that too. Kevin Stefanski has pressure on him to show that he can still coach and win football games at this level. And the Browns' early schedule is hell. That early schedule is hard. If you ask the first three games, Bengals at Ravens, Packers, what's the most winnable game? Would you guys both agree it's week one against Cincinnati down by the lake?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's track record. Kevin Stefanski's outcoached Coach Taylor, and the Browns have had the Bengals number in Cleveland. If I'm Kevin, I'm not walking into week one with a rookie. I know that deep down, they could say whatever they want messaging-wise. I got to show that I can still coach a little bit. And week one's the most gettable division game, other than, you know, maybe Pittsburgh at home. You could say Heinz Field, Acrisure Stadium, whatever you want to call it, a dumpster fire in Pittsburgh is what I call it. You could say that place, you know, the Browns could win a game there. Guess what? They've won one, I think, in my lifetime. And I turned 30 yesterday. So
happy birthday.
I don't think – thank you. I think if you're Stefanski and you're the Browns, you walk into that week one game and you're going to put the guy out there that gives you the best shot to win. And it might not just be the fan favorite, but I would argue if you are trying to win games this year and you as the coach are trying to keep your job, I actually believe that Flacco week one is the move.
All right, John. So this brings us to an interesting conversation, given what you just said. What is more likely, Shedeur Sanders starts week one for the Browns or never plays it down in the regular season here?
Oh, it's the former. That's more likely. I mean, it's more likely that Sanders goes out, he shines, and he shines enough for the owner to walk into the room and say, I love this kid. Actually, I really don't care if we lose some games, but I saw Jaden Daniels and what he meant to Washington, and I want that for me too. Like that meme on social media, you know, that's what I want that for me. I could totally see there being a world where if Shedeur Sanders is close in this race and he does well enough in training camp, then do they do it week one? Why not? You know, again, they don't have anything to lose. And they could say that the powers that be could say, you know what, we don't really care about throwing him to the wolves. I'll just be candid here. Like, I wanted to see, this is just my theory. I don't think you can accurately judge the Browns roster last year on everything because the quarterback play was so damn dreadful. And so as a result, I'm a little concerned about a rookie who could be flawed, which most rookies are. Jaden Daniels don't grow on trees. A rookie who could be flawed going out there week one. And like I just said, I feel like this roster gets some level of an incomplete grade on last year because the defense was always on the field. And whatever Ken Dorsey was doing, should have had him bagging groceries at Walmart, not, you know, doing whatever it is that he says he was doing. The fact is, Sanders starting week one, though, is more likely than him never playing it down. Provided he's healthy, he's going to play at some point. There's no shot he ain't playing.
John, I want to switch some gears, talk a little bit of guards with you. Obviously, the 10-game losing streak happened, and it was dreadful, but they bounced back. They were able to get back in the win column against the Houston Astros and then took care of business against the Chicago White Sox. You feeling any differently about this Guardians team, or you still think they should probably sell everything off at the deadline?
Well, I don't think they should sell everything off. I think they should sell some things off that make sense for them from a business standpoint because they're still closer to the bottom than they are to the top, but that schedule is real in the second half in that it is easy. And this baseball team has not proven that they can just beat up on people. Although this past week, they showed me something. And when you come out of the break and you've got the Athletics and you've got the Orioles, who, by the way, have actually been playing better as of late, that series to me is going to be, and we're on, I'm on with you guys. We're talking every Tuesday. I actually, in the Baltimore series, provided that Cleveland can take care of business against the Athletics, who, how many times have we just said a team name? They don't have a city attached to them right now. It's so strange. Provided that they could take care of business against the Athletics, that could be a sweep. At the end of the day, Detroit overcame a deficit similar to this in the second half last year, and look how well they were playing going into October. I think that the reports of a funeral or that the team was dead, I always thought those were premature. I think the way that the front office handled the offseason was not good. But a bad offseason became, now we're going to start declaring that they don't care at all and that they're a terrible organization. And that's just, that's unfair to the people who have actually done a lot of good over the last decade for this franchise and have put themselves in a position where they could have won a World Series. And frankly, they choked away a 3-1 lead and, you know, they've made a couple of championship series and it hasn't exactly gone their way. This window, the Athletics, Orioles, Royals, Rockies window is a position for them where could they win 12 of 16 games, 13 of 16 games? And their season turns in a weaker American League, an American League where now the Yankees are a wild card team because they're really, really struggling and showing that, yeah, in baseball, there's human element to this that we just can't solve. Yes. So I think the Guardians should do some selling. To what degree? We're going to find out when they come off this All-Star break and they have those two series against the Athletics and the Orioles. But make no mistake about it. If they win 5 of 6 or 6 of 7, yes, I do think Cleveland is going to trade one of their assets because I think that they look at the business side of things and they look at always prospect trajectory upside, and that's how they do business, whether you like it or do not.
John, Stephen Kwan was quoted last night on the broadcast there of saying he doesn't want to leave Cleveland. How much weight should we put into Kwan saying he does want to stay here?
Well, Steven comes off very genuine. Like, Francisco Lindor would – remember when Francisco Lindor was on the All-Star Game broadcast, guys, from the All-Star Game? It was in Cleveland, and he said, you know, this is my city, these are my people. I got to be honest with you, I didn't believe a word of that. I thought it was a lie. Like, in that moment, he might have been right, but we all knew he was not going to be back. Kwan's unique because there is this thought, like, around that clubhouse and around him that he is this, you know, total gamer who has, you know, befriended Jose and is a little bit quirky, but in the best of ways, and is kind of a baseball nerd. I do think, and maybe a, you know, a year from now or whatever, that I'll be eating my words. I do think there's a degree of genuine character to what Kwan is saying. Do I put all the stock in the world of it? It's sports. It's business, guys. Of course not. I haven't heard where you two are on this, but I actually think that there's some truth to what he says, because I do think he genuinely loves being a Cleveland Guardian. And if he's saying that, then yeah, a normal owner and a normal operation works out a way that they could keep him. And if you don't, it's yet another scar in a long list of things that you were unable to do. I would say if there's anybody that you do it for, it's Steven Kwan, and I don't know what the business side of it's going to look like, but I know he's going to be demanding of more money, as he should. History would tell us the Guardians typically don't do this. Jose Ramirez is to not grow on trees. It's why I actually think there should be a statue for that man someday for taking the pay cut that he did and keeping this franchise to the level it's been on. But for me, I actually believe there's some truth to what Kwan said.
John, we appreciate you, buddy. You killed it as always. We'll talk to you next week as we're getting underway for training camp.
Thank you, fellas. Nick, I expect you guys to be on YouTube and looking at past training camp clips to start working on the biggest thing this time of year, charting passes.
You got to watch the tape. That's it. I'm a big tape watcher. Everybody knows.
You major in pass charting.
That's what people say. My charts are undeniable. Johnny, be good, buddy.
Undeniable. Thanks, John.
See you guys.
John Fanta there, College Basketball on Fox, Cleveland's own. He joins us every week on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say, and we will get to Steven Kwan, who said it with his chest, meaning it's time for the Kwanversation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And one of the things came up was this audio of Steven Kwan, Nick, who was asked about the idea, as he has been mentioned on by every big reporter about potentially being traded by the Guardians. Kwan was asked about that.
Another clubhouse with different teammates is so foreign to me that I would love to stay in Cleveland. I mean, I think I've learned so much by playing with Jose Ramirez that I think I would love to stay with him as long as possible.
So a lot of what Steven had to say yesterday was centered around Steven Kwan. This answer and a few other answers, it is tough for me. Like, Steven's such a naturally nice guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Part of me that's like, well, what the heck is he going to say in that situation?
Right. Yeah. And we know this to be true, right? Steven's a nice guy, but we also know to be true, he wants his money. Otherwise, he probably would have signed a really team-friendly deal like Jose Ramirez did. So there, if that audio is true, you know, and Steven truly means that, then there's got to be some sort of middle ground agreement that needs to be met between ownership and Steven Kwan. I think right now trading Steven Kwan should be kind of a foreign idea, because if you want to hold on to any semblance of hope that the Guardians can do what Detroit did last year and accidentally stumble into that last wild card spot, you probably need to have Steven Kwan on your roster in order to achieve that. However, there's also a conversation to be said that, well, if you trade him and somebody wows you with a pool of really enticing major league ready prospects and some big bats, maybe that gets the guards to jump. I don't know.
I'm really here for all the conversations. And listen, here's the problem. The problem is Steven just saying, I want to stay in Cleveland or I don't want to leave Cleveland. That is an abstract thing. It's not specific, right? The specific here is, are you willing to take a hometown discount? I don't think Steven, I think the only thing I've seen Steven on the record was like an Instagram story where he talked about the money he's trying to earn. Well, getting paid a lot of money and being in a Cleveland Guardian is not simpatico with each other. So I respect the player, but here's the thing. Even if he wanted to take a hometown discount, he is a limited power. He's a great contact player, great defensive left fielder. Okay arm for left field, but not an elite arm overall. The power we talked about, like I said the other day, he's a 2.5 tool player. That's not a knock on him. No, there's very few 5-tool players. You got one of them in Jose Ramirez. As a guy who hits for average, or as a guy who hits for contact, as a guy who's got power, as a guy that's an elite defender, at least used to be, at third base. I don't know for a team that needs flexibility year in, year out, I don't know even at $15 to $20 million a year that Steven Kwan is going to be within your path. And like I almost like, so it's like I don't almost want to sign him to a contract, because eventually I think you're going to look at this and go, well, he's a really nice contact hitter, a player we love, good clubhouse guy, but we still need things elsewhere.
And the other side of that is for Steven personally, he can go out. There are teams that would be willing to pay big time money for his skill set, to be a guy that's always on base, to be a guy that's hitting 300, and to have just the okay arm, not a ton of power. There are teams that would overpay for Steven Kwan in free agency, because they would just value the bat and the consistency of him setting the top of the lineup night in, night out. So it's a conversation that Steven probably needs to have with himself at some point, probably this offseason. Am I willing to take a pretty significant hometown discount to be in Cleveland, a place where I'm comfortable and to be that second superstar with Jose Ramirez? Or could I get overpaid by one of these big market teams that throw contracts at everybody, because I am going to perpetually hit 300 throughout the remainder of my prime and the rest of my career?
This is just what I struggle with, though. Like, he's a really good leadoff hitter. And It will be like the Dodgers. I don't think are going to have problem throwing. I think his hometown Giants, I think, is another team that can throw him $20 to $25 million. And even if it's on the heavier side, $25-26 million, I don't think it's going to set them back at all. And so, like, it's so weird because you can have this conversation, the conversation, at any given point. Like, should they pay him? How much do you pay him? All this kind of stuff. And I just come back to, you know, Steven, I get this sense, like, even John Fanta kind of pointed this of like, well, I mean, this is just going to be another Albert or Manny. It's like, no, those were middle of the lineup, in the peak of their career, elite power hitters. You know, Steven isn't even Kenny Lofton. Kenny was a gold glove center fielder, like one of the two best center fielders in his day, an elite leadoff hitter with more pop, who, by the way, stole a lot of bases too. So even comparing it to like Kenny Lofton, who left twice, once was traded, once left in free agency. Like, I understand, like, to me, I understand this is a greater conversation, and all it really boils down for people is the Dolan's is cheap and this should be another player, but, like, this isn't those things.
Well, here's
he's a player we love to watch, by the way. He is great. I'll never complain if they do pay him. There are some perils here if you do it.
I do think the one thing that I certainly disagree with you on, and I think the thing that Guardians fans will disagree with you on, is the fact that you look at this lineup without Stephen Kwan in it, and there's just nothing else other than Jose Ramirez. So,
but he's an elite leadoff hitter. That, like, if you take him away, that's not the same thing if you took Jose away.
The thing, yeah, but to me, when you look at the lineup as a whole, like, at least you have Kwan and Jose, because I know I'm not getting much out of the middle, and I'm not getting anything out of the bottom of the lineup for the most part on a night-in, night-out basis.
But isn't that why they should trade him?
Those two guys.
I mean, if that's all you have, is an elite leadoff hitter and a really, really great power hitter, whatever you want to do, middle of the lineup guy, in that kind of, doesn't that kind of answer the question too?
Maybe, but, or wouldn't you want to build around that? Like, at least you, or the school of thought that most normal baseball teams would probably have is, let's take Harris Stephen Kwan. He's a guy that we developed here. He's a good leadoff hitter, a great leadoff hitter, and a nice outfielder, gold glove outfielder. We're going to take care of him. We've got Jose Ramirez as well. Most normal sports teams would say, let's build around these guys. Let's get a hitter that could go in the two hole behind Steven, and then a guy behind Jose that could be a big bat that could just mash 30 homers a season.
Like,
most organizations would see these as two key pieces and try to add to it instead of subtracting.
I think it's an interesting point. Did Minnesota jump to pay Luis Arraez, or did Florida or San Diego? No, they didn't. Those are all small market teams, or at least small market acting teams.
Right.
I think one of the problems with this conversation is, find me the other elite leadoff hitter with Stephen's profile, specifically that a small market team is paid. And the reality is, those guys, once they hit a certain spot, they do end up in New York. They do end up in Boston. They do end up in Chicago. So when you say most normal teams, I know what you're meaning. But the point is, their normal is Tampa Bay. The Guardians' normal is Minnesota's a little different, because that's actually a bigger market than people realize. But again, Minnesota, it's Milwaukee. It's even Kansas City to some degree. I know they re-signed Bobby Witt Jr. So that's where I really struggle with this idea of, it's like, well, he's not traditionally the kind of player that small market teams build around. If he was an elite center fielder, by the way, I actually do think this would make some difference. But it's like, sometimes, like, I can see the rationale of Team X offers you three guys that are knocking on the door, and it's an incredible offer. And maybe that's an enhanced offer because of the lack of really good bats in the market. I don't know that I'd do it in season now, because I think he's more important to wins and losses over the second half than Emmanuel Clase is. Man, I think you got to really I don't think you can re-sign him. And I hate to say that, because I love watching him play. I don't think you can re-sign him. Is he worth three arbitration year players? Like, good good everyday players that you could sign or that you could acquire?
I mean, right now, yeah, because you don't have anything else. And I think the issue that I'll take and that the fans out there would probably take with your three prospects that are knocking on the door ready to go. How many times have we had guys like that? Like, we thought that that's what we have, and maybe we still do, in Kyle Manzardo. But, I mean, clock is ticking on that. I think he kind of seems more like a everyday MLB guy than a guy that's going to be an absolute lineup changer and a future all-star in this league. I haven't seen future all-star out of Kyle Manzardo yet.
But at the same point, this is the same team that got Josh Naylor that played pretty well for Clevinger, the same team that got Jimenez for Francisco Lindor, which worked out until it didn't. Not just Jimenez, but Rosario. That was on 1 year of control. It's the same team that has habitually rebuilt themselves from the ashes of what they were. I mean, even Kluber for Class A, a trade that I hated at the moment.
Yeah.
Because it's a closer. Well, he ended up being the best closer in baseball. So,
I
like, I hear what you're saying, but this is how this
300 average bat out of this lineup where guys are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Not even hitting their weight.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 6 home runs. How much of a if you're a table setter, but you can't afford or if you don't have the stew to go in the table or on the, in the china, what do we do with the china? 216-474-0092. How much weight are you putting into Stephen Kwan saying he wants to stay here? There's a part of me that's like, well, I'm not trying to discount Stephen, but what else was he going to say? And conflicting reports in the Guardians' path to the deadline in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Specific to what he said, I think what's really interesting is we have him saying that, And then Paul Hoynes has written, and I believe on the station, said the Guardians are telling teams they aren't trading their top two relievers. So conflicting kind of reports about the availability of Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, I read into the Hoynes quote a little bit. The fact that the Guardians are telling teams that they're not trading Cade Smith or Emmanuel Clase kind of leads me to believe that, well, teams are certainly calling on Emmanuel Clase and trying to get him out of here. I wonder if that's like the line in the sand that the Guardians are drawing this trade deadline. Like, Emmanuel Clase is a hard no. You could pitch us, no pun intended, on your best prospects and the top guys in your farm system, but we are not trading Emmanuel Clase, full stop. He was the runner-up for American League Cy Young last year. We're not doing it. Phone call ends, click. Or if there is a conversation to be had, if a team is willing to pony up some of their top prospects, I don't know, maybe they should listen.
The only way you don't trade Emmanuel Clase at the deadline this year is if you don't get a good enough offer. You are an organization that every single year manages to churn out another reliever after another reliever, and there's more in the pipeline coming. I mean, even a guy like Nick Enright's already here, and when he's here, he's pitched really, really well. So it is your absolute surplus. Now, there is a part of me that says, all right, if you're going to make this trade, I'm going to need somebody to go in the lineup.
Yep.
Even if that's just another platoonish player that's actually productive, I'm okay with that. But as long as you get somebody who's ready to step into the lineup and you don't do what you did with Savali, where we didn't see Manzardo till the next year and not even right out of the gate there. So I think that is where I am. It's like, and I listen, this goes back to the Kwan thing. Nobody wants to trade Clase. Nobody wants to trade Kwan. But you have to look realistically at the way you're built. And here's the thing. You can't trade Kwan in season and keep going this year. It'll be a forfeit. You will. You will be moving on from competing this year. And if you do actually anything after that trade, it'll be absolute luck. So that I understand not being open to Class A. I mean, I know Sewald just went on the IL. That's a replacement. Cade Smith's a replacement. Long-term, Andrew Walters and Aleman are potential replacements. Like, it's almost foolish to me that you wouldn't trade Clase.
Yeah.
And it feels like some sort of overreaction to what I don't really know what.
I would sell Clase. And I know that's completely contradicting what we talked about last segment with Stephen Kwan, because I think for Clase, you can get some of those bats. Like, I know we all got spooked, you know, in the postseason last year. And then when Clase started out the season this year and he was also pretty not good, we were all a little bit scared, but he's course corrected. Like, Emmanuel Clase right now is still one of the best, if not the best closer in baseball. And I have to imagine there's a team out there that would offer, probably trying to offer the guards some nice bats in return for Emmanuel Clase. And I think you've got to listen to that, because this offense has been that bad. And I get that they turned some things around a smidge. You were able to sweep the Astros. You were able to win all but one of the games against the Chicago White Sox to end the pre-All-Star break on a little bit of a hot streak. But this is an offense that's still pretty anemic outside of third base and left field. So if I could get a major league bat for Emmanuel Clase, I seriously look at it.
I'm more gung-ho to trade Clase in season than I am Carlos Santana.
Especially because you have Cade Smith as the closer in waiting. Like, I think everybody in Cleveland feels pretty comfortable and confident in saying that Cade Smith will eventually be the closer for this organization. Why not do it? Why not have a little bit of a youth movement happen? You mentioned Carlos Santana there. Everybody wants Santana traded so we could get to DeLauder, so we could get to Kefis.
Yeah,
well,
but
the same thing with the closer,
the
right?
The thing with Santana is I don't think Santana's leading people where this is going. Santana means David Fry's going to hit more. And I'm content with a gold glove first baseman making $10 million this year, $11 million, who still has enough pop to make things interesting. Like, so, but again, like, to me, Carlos Santana, you're selling. Stephen Kwan, you're selling. With Kwan, I really do think you're in this weird, interesting spot where you can sell, quote unquote, on Kwan and still have kind of that buyer mentality. And it doesn't have to just be about prospects. I want to continue to go back to that. Listen, if people are lowballing you because they think you're in a tough spot, yeah, don't do it. But look across baseball. at the amount of really good prospects that are potentially out there for an elite closer. And it's just, I don't know that, you know, to me, I think you're going to continue to be where you are without Class A. I cannot say the same thing if you subtract Santana from this lineup. Same thing with Kwan. Same thing with Lane Thomas. I think they should be extending Lane Thomas, not trying to trade him, even though I know he's on the IL right now. So it's weird. Like, where I draw the line in the sand is only add to the starting lineup, the 1 through 9, and I'm okay if that means subtracting from the bullpen. And by the way, it's not just Emmanuel. There's nobody in the bullpen. I know he's just went on the IL. If somebody wanted Sewald, okay, go ahead. If you want Cade Smith, well, you're gonna be paying a premium there. But if people are willing to pay a premium for your relievers, well, you just had the best bullpen in baseball, and you still spent $12 million on guys like Junis and Sewald this last year. Those guys are always affordable and available. Power bats or, you know, potential power arms in the future aren't. 216-474-0092. Where do you draw the line in the sand for the Guardians at the deadline? I think it's a weird, it's not a straight line. It's up here, all right, taking Steven off, unless you get a great up. Then, okay, around Carlos Santana, around Lane Thomas, and then, but Emmanuel's on one side of it. So is Cade. 216-474-0092. Where do you draw the line in the sand for the Guardians of the deadline? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.